Welcome to the Raw and Wild Hearts, a place where the raw, the unfiltered, the wild hearts gather to celebrate triumphs and hardships, learn from each other, grow together, and break down a culture rooted in fear. We will talk, we will laugh, and we will lean on each other about everyday life experiences that we could all use a little support through, and then we'll bask in the wild, magical beings that we are. My philosophy is that by embracing the dark, we may just let in the light. I am your host, Lori Rising, healer, educator, writer, adventurer, retreat leader, birth defender, and animal enthusiast and activist, along with my wild heart sidekick kitty, Jesus the Brave. We'd like to invite you to get excited about the Wild Heart Revolution. Hello, everyone. Oh my gosh, it's the Scorpio Blood Moon Lunar Eclipse. Woo! Okay, so first of all, I just want to say that yesterday I was chatting with somebody who got on to the moon ceremony yesterday because that's typically when I would have scheduled the ceremony, our time together. And for divine reasons, I now know I scheduled this time after the eclipse. Now, remember, we feel eclipse energies for the next 6 months. So this is a 6 month integration of what powerfully went down and shifted in the universe last night, in the very fabric of our lives, in the veil between the higher consciousness, the dimensions, and us, right? Oh, it's so big. I cannot wait to get into it. But I just want to say that I'm laughing at myself now because I said to her, oh yeah, it should have been yesterday, but for some reason I scheduled it on the 16th after the eclipse. And today I'm like, yep, that is why, because the powers were very different than what my linear mind believed the Scorpio energies were going to produce. Okay, I want you to really drop into that. So even with the messages I was getting, I now see that those messages were fueled by what my linear mind and my quote unquote education about the sign Scorpio, how that informed the messages that I was sharing and they were coming through. Now, I definitely believe them to be true, because we are absolutely going to be seeing a very profound unearthing of the collective shadow, because I definitely believe that for the past couple of years, we've been working so deeply on our personal karma, wounds, and shadow. We've been unearthing that and excavating it and creating a sovereignty within ourselves that we have in place in order to go into the collective with the depths of what is going to be revealed on that realm. And yes, I do know that there's already been so much and it can feel very overwhelming, but that's where the timeline comes in of us being able to be so clear in what works for us and what doesn't, so clear in our energetic and physical boundaries, so clear in the field around us and what elevates us into that alignment, into our multidimensional self, that we will stay strong. We will have, it's, you know, if you've heard me talk about the pineal gland, when we have that strong consciousness connection, we cannot be manipulated by fear or emotion. And that is what this culture has preyed upon in its citizens. That is changing. That's shifting. That is being blown out the water. And I said water because of Scorpio with this blood moon eclipse. Y'all, I cannot wait to get into it. So it is divine that I was guided to share this ceremony after the eclipse because there was such a different power that came through that hadn't come through before, because it just shows that we are now in a time and space continuum that our learning is our experience. Up until now, we've been so dependent on our learning dictating our experience. Do you get that? Now our learning is our experience. We're collapsing everything into the full divine present moment of time. And that is what transforms and reveals the path before us. It is not our control. It's not what we can set in front of us. It's literally how deep we can go into what's available now in the present moment. So, I'm going to stand by the collective unearthing of the deep shadow and the underworld, the underbelly, the lies, the scandals, the corruption that is absolutely coming to light. And I am here for it. It is going to be chaotic. It's going to be overwhelming. And that is where you have such a strong practice in your alignment, in your higher consciousness through nature, through the Taurian nature that came in with the solar eclipse, and now through the spirit world that has been revealed with this blood moon rising. I'm going to get to it. So let's begin this ceremony with some very powerful intentions and availabilities with how we shift the energy for us right now in this moment. Okay, so grab your clearing tool if you have it. If you don't have your clearing tool, I will be bilocating this clearing to you, because believe me, we are so gosh darn quantum at this point that we absolutely can do anything and everything that is possible. My intention for this time together and this exquisite exchange is that we move beyond the linear. The veil has been dropped. I have so much to share with you on this. And the message that came through very deeply is that this eclipse is not about the personal karmic excavation, because y'all have been doing such deep work there. We've actually graduated in our karmic reckonings to a level that it's accessible. We have the information. We continue to have free will, so you get to choose where you go with it. But now that you are so deeply connected to your body consciousness and the messages that are being sent to you, now that you have strengthened that relationship, you get the hits powerfully of what will increase your frequency and vibration and what will not. Your field is strong. And what is coming through personally in this eclipse is that it's about the belief systems. It's not about the karma anymore. It's about going beyond the belief systems that have been resurrected around us by the messages of our communities, of the culture. And what's important to realize here is that those messages continue to come in. And so we always work with our belief systems because we are wildly energetic and absorptive. Now, if we were about to take ourselves out of society, that is why you see or hear about people that live a hermit or nomadic, not even nomadic, but off-grid life, where they have actually left the culture and society around them and they do not depend on it. They do reach levels of unity consciousness in deeper ways and in quicker ways, because they are not continually absorbing the messages, the belief systems, the narratives, the fear on a daily basis. So if we are participating in this society, you will continue to absorb those messages because you are energy and you absorb all day, every day. So those messages will come in some way, whether it's through your conversations, whether it's through hearing the news, whether it's through looking at billboards as you're driving. Like, there are always ways for those messages to come in. And now it's about having the awareness of those belief systems and moving beyond them because the veil has been dropped. I witnessed it last night. I felt it. I moved through it. And this is the rebirth. This is the full power and potential of the lunar eclipse. And I didn't even know until I saw the veil get dropped last night during the eclipse. And that is where this message, I'm so excited for it. This is the ultimate message of we are always the teacher and student. Throughout our entire lives, we are always the sage and the novice. No matter how intellectually adept you are at anything you do, even if it's your spiritual journey, we don't know what we haven't experienced yet. And now our experience is so elevated, it's so evolutionary that it is in that experience that we learn. And that we quantumly move into higher consciousness, understanding, unity consciousness. We make the quantum leaps in the moments of the experience. We don't make the quantum leaps from the books that we read or from our ability to, learn more about the message that we're sharing. Of course, that's very beneficial and very helpful for our linear brains because we've relied so deeply on linear learning. But now is the time to step out of that box. Actually, no. Now is the time to blow that box up. Y'all, this is what I experienced last night. And I want you to get real comfortable in your body. And get curious about what comes up for you when I talk to you about this, when I reveal this, when I share this with you. So I was out under the eclipse last night for quite a while, at least an hour, if not more. I was in the ocean as well, my feet in the sand on the earth, sharing and integrating my roots with her. Experiencing the depths of the water and the emotional currents that were coming through in the eclipse. And it started with light flares and light flashes. Meteors went off the entire time, but I continued in my linear brain, was really double checking because I kind of couldn't believe what I was seeing, yet my body was so excited and so ready for it. And so my body believed it. My mind was like, oh, am I making that up? Right? So the light flashes and the light flares continued. And then I started to see shadow creatures flying around. Yes, it's true. And it was probably the third time that I finally, my linear brain started to believe it. But my heart was wildly activated by it. And here we go. I witnessed a time lapse. I witnessed a time warp. It was everything in that moment. My deepest desire right now is to transfer my visions of what my eyes witnessed while my soul absorbed the power last night of it. I wish that I could transfer that to you. And so what I want you to do as you hear me talk about this, especially the time warp or the time lapse, It wasn't even a blip in time. It was a ripple in time. It shifted the reality of what I saw and was in for that, you know, 1 second or maybe 2 seconds. And I saw one of those shadow creatures come through. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And now I want you to feel into what's happening in your body, what's happening in your cells. How deep is your belief system kicking in of doubt? Mm-hmm. Because that is what we have been taught in our linear-based learning. We've been taught to doubt the magic and the miracles. But yet, in the Bible and organized religion, many people follow that where miracles were produced on the reg. And if you deeply believe that, why would your belief system change for yourself or for us? I'm posing questions for you to really feel into in your body right now, because I went through a transformation during that time of my own belief systems, of my own limitations, of my own doubt. And it happened, it finally, and this is what I guess I needed it. I needed it to happen enough that I truly believed it. Even though I believed it at first, I think I think I didn't think anybody else would believe it. And I'm excited to find out who else tapped into the vortex at that time, tapped into the unconditional realm, to the universal's power. And then when I came in and I journaled about it, I sat with it. I was in awe of it. And I finally laid my head to rest and move deeper into the conscious realm. My dreams were about birth. This is our rebirth. This is our birth into all that is possible. Because I will tell you right now, I have levitated. It's true. And it was a good, 15 years ago, probably, if not more. And that levitation came from a flow state that I go into with the type of trauma-informed body releasing, cellular releasing that I've been doing for over 20 years. And I now know that I'm done using a formula to share that with people. It's called myofascial release from John F. Barnes, if you'd like to look it up. There's many, many people that know it, that have experienced it, that have gone through the release of karma, of parallel lives, of emotional and physical trauma. They have witnessed the miracle of their physical body changing in an instant after releasing the memory that has been impeding our cells, creating stagnation and dis-ease within the body and the structure. I did levitate, and I've seen people levitate. And it is from the move out of the channel 3, or the physical reality in our bodies, and the move into channel 5, which is the body consciousness that holds and stores all of our memories. Not only that, but stores the ancient knowledge of all that was, all that is, and all that will ever be. Our body consciousness is the conduit. It is the cosmos. It is the known realm, the quantum field, the vortex. But we have mucked it up so deeply with our rules, with our trauma, with our judgments, with our narratives, because we are so energetically absorptive. And we really did ourselves a huge injustice when modern medicine came onto the scene and created an enormous disconnection from mind-body, and especially from mind-body and spirit, where it really held the body over in one category of science, of black and white, of take a pill to get rid of something, which really is take a pill to cover it up, to create more repression, more suppression, more trauma. And we can see that in so many facets of our lives. And we let them get to such a point that we're so desperate for change that the pill is the quickest way out, because we haven't had representation. We haven't seen how to release that through creation energy, because it is unseen. And so it's the deep belief systems that hold us back from the wild potential of what I have now witnessed, what I have in this lifetime been a part of, which is levitation, which is witnessing a time lapse or time ripple, which was being a part of the light flares and the light flashes last night, which is speaking a light language with the Pleiadians. And this has come through my unfolding path of spirituality. It's come through my witnessing of my deep, dark decade of the soul in this life. It's come through the commitment to knowing the possibilities in our divinity. I mean, I was blessed because I came in with that knowledge. That is part of my soul's calling. That's part of my blueprint of this physical reality. And that is why you hear me right now sharing this with you. So I'm here to tell you, it's time that we go quantum. The veil isn't just thin, the veil is dropped. And when you get into alignment, when you create a practice that is your North Star, it's your guiding light in life, the rest of it falls in place. Because you move into not only the quantum realm and the vortex and the multidimensionality of ourselves, you move into the belief, the deep belief system of all of the possibilities, of the magic. It is the magic, because last night, everything that I saw was magic. It's what we would consider magic on a movie. It's never what we would consider reality in our life, because we've only seen it on movies, and that's our representation. And so when we get available for all of the possibilities in every moment, and that becomes our learning, that becomes our path that unfolds to whatever, to our relationships, to our vocation, to our location, to our experiences and our callings and our offerings in the world. We have learned in this culture that if we do not see it, if we cannot learn it through books or see it with our eyes, it's not available. And so then we create it on a screen. And then that increases the belief system that that's not part of our reality. That's part of, you know, a fake reality that we're watching. Yet it comes from the deepest parts of us. It comes from our creation energy. So this is exciting. So we, with the Scorpio lunar eclipse, we are now moving into the unearthing, the excavating of the belief systems. Because we've already went through the excavating and the unearthing of deep karma. Karma for lifetimes, that we are here in this iteration to actually transform so that it does not continue through more. And I'm so proud of you for the work that you've done. And I know that it can feel exhausting and overwhelming. And that's where the Taurus solar eclipse has really come in tandem with this in such a beautiful way, because that, along with all of the Pisces energies that rained down in April, that has taken us deeply into our nature. And I don't even want to say our connection with nature, because it's not a connection. It is us. It's deeply taken us into us as nature. And so now you're realizing and feeling that the more simple you get in your life, the more quiet that you produce, the more you hear the creation energy and the co-creation with the universe and the messages in those moments that create the rest of your life with ease and joy. And so I'm just so damn excited about this nodal access and this eclipse, the eclipse season that we're in right now as we continue to move forward with this nodal access for the year, because this is the pivotal point. This is the pivotal point into the New Earth Awakening. Because maybe you've heard about the New Earth Awakening and, you know, living from a frequency of love, but it's been almost inaccessible because of all the trauma that's gone on around us, because of all the deep changes and shifts in our lives. I mean, we have been tasked with pivoting and fluidity and adaptability over and over and over very quickly. And we had never had that experience before. So it can feel like it's hard to catch your breath when you're continuing the new, it's like time, there is no time. Experiences move so fast and so quickly. And if you don't, and this is the Scorpio theme here, and I stand by this as well, what I shared is, if you don't decide, if you don't choose to move with the current, because it is the free will, you don't, it's not just a ride that you jump in, you choose it. It's the timeline that you choose to move with the current that's coming through, no matter how chaotic or, you know, free flowing or even gentle it is moving, then you're working your ass off to dam it up. And that is exhausting. If you're continuing in a life that is not contributing to the higher frequency, to the evolution that continues to beg you to jump into, then you're going to feel really exhausted, because it takes so much more energy to work against your soul, to work against what your soul came in to do, even though your linear brain might not know it yet. You're using all of your body consciousness and your energy to work against what your body's trying to take you into, because your linear mind is suppressing that knowledge and the possibilities that are coming through, because your linear mind has decided on a certain trajectory and a certain path, because that's what we were taught to do. Then by the time you get to the point of no return, you've hit rock bottom. And then that's when we look for an easy out, which actually represses and suppresses and mutes our light even more. I hope that that is making sense, because I'm not going to lie, it is a Mercury and Gemini retrograde right now. And so it could be a little bit more difficult to share through my linear words the message I am deeply emanating out from the experience that I went through last night. And right now in your journal, I would love you to pause me and take some time to just answer the question, what do I think is possible? What do I feel is possible? Not think. What do I feel is possible? And where I'm going with this journaling prompt is your belief systems. Because our belief systems are so inherent, because we've been practicing them sometimes for lifetimes, but especially in this lifetime, you know, when we're children and we're absorbing these messages, we absorb them deeply. When all of our imagination is available and ripe for the picking, we absorb the messages of fear, of scarcity, of limitation, of pain, of imbalance, of hierarchy. We absorb all of that, and it becomes very deeply rooted within us. And then we grow with that. So I want you to hang out and feel into what you really feel is possible. Do you feel like it's possible what I've shared with you? that I have levitated, that I've seen others levitate? Do you feel that it's possible that I witnessed a time ripple last night? Do you feel it's possible that I saw shadow creatures flying around in the sky with the light flashes and the light flares? Do you feel it's possible that I speak with the Pleiadians in their language? And I want you to notice what's coming up for you. And I want you to open up to that. Write it out. Brain dump. Get out of the linear writing about it and just whatever comes up, write it out. Even if it makes absolutely no sense. And I bet that there is a meaning in there for you. So I just really want to share that this eclipse, what we're working with for the next 6 months, we're staying in our alignment. We're staying in our sovereignty, our strong sovereignty that we have worked deeply with for the last couple of years. That's not changing, because we easily know what serves us for the highest frequency and we easily know what doesn't. And then you get to stand in your sovereignty and choose where to go with that. But this is really about us witnessing, looking at, feeling into, and transforming the deep belief systems based our control minds, our thinking brains, and also your belief system of creation energy, imagination, and possibilities. If you believe that it's available through the TV, what do you believe is available in reality, in your experience, in your multidimensional state of being? So those are a couple of journal prompts to work with right now. Go. Okay, welcome back. How was it? Did some new ideas come in? Did some new possibilities come in? Did some depths come up that you excavated in these moments from the eclipse energy? So I feel like that is the message that really wanted to come true from the unfolding of the blood moon lunar eclipse last night. And I just want to end with some really gentle, soft earth grounding breath. And this is bringing the Taurus energy of the solar eclipse in with the Scorpio intensity of that lunar eclipse last night, and just fully grounding in to where we're moving from here. So just go ahead and close your eyes right now and just feel yourself, your feet on the ground, or your hips on the chair. Feel yourself in contact with the furniture, the floor, the ground, wherever you're at. Notice the air on your skin. And notice any sensations that you may be feeling in your body, dropping into full gratitude for those sensations in this body, this vessel and conduit. And feeling appreciation fill your body, soul, spirit up, along with a beautiful light. And now just taking a nice deep breath all the way down to your belly, filling your belly up with air, pausing for a few seconds at the end. And now releasing that breath. Letting yourself drop down, deep down, into full state of relaxation, noticing those sensations changing. And now once again, taking a nice, deep, nourishing breath, creating very profound shifts within your system. Pause. And releasing it out, fully out, exhaling all of the air out. Creating a deep reset with every exhale. And now one more nice, beautiful, exquisite breath all the way in. And letting it out, letting go, letting yourself be fully in this moment right now, right here. Open to all possibilities, all realms. Good. And when you're ready, opening your eyes, feeling a full integration of the beautiful experience and energy that you just felt in your body, with your now moment and your reality as you move forward in your day. And y'all, let me share a few things. Number one, come on over to my YouTube. I'm putting so much more energy there. You can look me up under my name or check the link below. It's Lori Rising, and it's all about awakening your fire within. I'm sharing a lot of messages as we navigate these big energies, and they might just be a profound guidance for you in order to tap in even deeper. My Instagram, if you wanted to take a screenshot of this episode and tag me, I'd be so stoked, and there might be something in it for you as well. So let's see. Also, I have some amazing events coming up. So number one, the Awakening Astrology Virtual Retreat with intuitive astrologer Molly McCord. If you don't know her, hopefully you will very soon. Go check her out. She also is an amazing guidance of these energies and really helping you to feel the higher frequency within the unfolding journey that we go through on this human ride and matrix, right? That's going to be a one-of-a-kind experience. I'm telling you, us two bringing our superpowers together is going to be off the spiritual hook. I don't know that there will ever be something like this again. Molly's going to be taking us through your personal planet energies and signatures from your natal chart. I am going to be moving you into the embodiment of those energies and transformation of trauma and of opening up your cells to hear the messages and be a higher conduit with your planetary signature and with the transiting energies that are always happening on a daily basis that you hear me talk about a lot. So there's also some amazing bonuses in that workshop. You get the replays forever. So you get to come back and work with this time and time again. And every time you work with anything, again, I'll say you are a student and a teacher. So you will learn something more, even if your linear brain tells you, oh, I already know that, or I'm an expert at that. None of us are experts at anything. There is always more to unveil, to unravel, and to reveal within our experience in everything that we do, no matter how many times we've done it. So definitely check that out. That's coming up June 2nd. But like I said, replays forever. Check out the link. I also have my Embodied Consciousness Workshop. So if you want to go deeper with me and you want to just dip your toe in, this is a great way to do it. It's like $35, one evening, very profound. I do a gorgeous guided meditation with you, and we do some really great talks about what is embodied consciousness and how do we get into it and how do we create a practice around it so that we hear the messages much more profoundly than the linear thought mind or the fear brain or the monkey mind that has always tried to control and suppress those messages. So I go so much deeper into that in the workshop. And of course, we do a ritual and ceremony because we are ritualistic beings. And it is through intentional ritual that we create deep disruptions in the narratives and patterns that have taken hold within our lives in this culture. So check that out. I'm doing a live iteration June 15th. You get the replay forever. And that is part of module one of my Awaken Your Life Force digital course. And then one more, I have an amazing in-person retreat experience in Todos Santos, Mexico this December. I am finalizing it this week, and this is not to be missed. Yes. So I cannot wait to share energy with you in any way that you feel is aligned at this time. And even through this podcast, thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting. I know that it's not, it's definitely not linear, and it comes out when I'm able to get to it, because I am creating so much right now in this iteration of my sharings and offerings in the world that this is how we move. We move spiral, and we move without rules. So thank you for being here. Thank you for subscribing and sharing with your communities. I have some amazing interviews coming up, so definitely stay tuned. Let me know your biggest takeaway from this exchange today. Tag me on Instagram, share in the comments, wherever you can. I would love to hear how this is resonating for you and how you're moving forward with this Scorpio blood moon lunar eclipse energy and with the eclipse season energies in general. Let's do this. All right, y'all. Until next time. Cheers. And with that, let's normalize the struggles, celebrate the quirks, and lean into the light. From myself and Beezus the Brave, happy Wild Heart Revolution, friends.